Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Republican Party is facing pressure from sources that want to change the party platform and position regarding natural marriage. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this critical issue. Matt, one of the things that clearly delineated the Democratic from the Republican Party platform in 2012 was the position on marriage. The Republican Party platform had a very strong position supporting marriage as the union of one man and one woman, and the Democratic platform had a very strong position that promoted, for the first time in its history, same-sex marriage. Well, now within the Republican Party, there are some people, including some major funders, that want to change the Republican position on marriage, whether it's in the Republican platform on the federal issue or on the state issue, and they want the Republican Party to support same-sex marriage and the so-called lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and whatever alphabet you want to add onto that agenda. This is a battle that is intensifying, and it's one that we need to be cognizant of and we need to stand firm on because this is a critical issue of our time.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that Democrat leftists line up and happen to agree with this? They'd love to see the GOP also endorse same-sex marriage and the every demand of the radical homosexual activist lobby, but not because they think it's the right thing to do. They recognize that this would be political suicide on the part of the GOP. If they do this, the GOP will alienate the base of the party, the majority of the Republican Party. You know, Matt, the marriage issue still, according to the National Organization for Marriage, they recently in a report noted that marriage outperformed Romney in this last election, for instance, by 6.6% in four states where marriage was on the ballot. And we know that every time marriage has been on the ballot, it has passed, even in liberal states, in states like Alabama and so forth, with over 80% of the vote. If the Republican Party signs off on this clearly radical leftist agenda that is supported by the Democrat Party, it will fracture the Republican Party to the degree that you will have Democrat rule in perpetuity. There's just no getting around that.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the polls, because every single poll, when you compare the poll versus the actual percentage of people who voted, is under polling. So every single marriage amendment from every single state where it was put on the ballot always polled a minimum of 5% under. So in other words, if the poll said that the marriage amendment that affirmed natural marriage as a union of one man and one woman was going to pass by 65%, then it would pass at least by 70 or 70 plus percent. If the marriage poll said it was going to pass by 55%, it would pass by 60 or 60 plus percent. It always, at a minimum, underperformed the actual results. So those polls, rather than overestimating, always underestimated the actual results. Even, however, now, though, the polls show that people favor marriage as the union of a man and a woman. However, this Young Conservatives for Freedom to Marry is a so-called group that wants to change the same-sex marriage platform in the Republican Party to support that, or the marriage platform, I should say, to support same-sex marriage. They say that it could give an edge to the Republicans because if the Democrats have same-sex marriage and the Republicans don't, the Democrats are going to have the edge. But there is everything that points to the contrary. And even, frankly, if indeed, if it were theoretically true that it would give you an edge, you don't vote for something that is morally wrong. If you had some kind of polling during the Nazi regime, whether or not people supported the Jews or not, you might not have a whole lot of support for the Jews if you did a referendum or a poll. But that doesn't give you the right to ultimately destroy the humanity of the Jews just because some popularity of poll says so. So, number one, I think the polls are not something you always should rely upon when there's certain moral issues at stake. And number two, the polls actually support marriage as the union of a man and woman at any rate.
Yeah, it's such a contrary push to reason and to the facts and to the record, to the polling, that you have to wonder if groups like this Young Conservatives for the Freedom to Marry, so-called, if they're that we know they're extreme, quote, progressive organizations. They've signed off. They are homosexual activists. So you have to wonder if they're really kind of a front group, trying to get behind enemy lines, essentially, to create division and create this rift within the Republican Party, maybe even to get the GOP to get on board, knowing full well that ultimately this is a poison pill that will destroy the GOP within, from within. Certainly, as I point out, Matt, it will alienate the majority, the base, disenfranchise, and make the base become disenchanted to the point that you'll have another McCain, Romney, Dole scenario with some squishy social liberal, effectively, running for the GOP for the presidency.
Yeah, in fact, well, this particular group is just a front group, and it's being funded by a billionaire. And this billionaire is also the same billionaire who supported funding in other areas, such as Proposition 8, to fund against the marriage amendment there, funding in New York to overturn the marriage law in that particular state and in other states as well. So there are, you know, the so-called group, just because it has the word young and has a few young faces, it's really being orchestrated from a broader national agenda. There is an agenda, and that agenda is to overturn marriage. Now, this is a critical issue because when we overturn marriage, there's several things that happen. Number one, we're setting a policy statement that says children don't need moms and dads, that it's okay just to have two moms and two dads. They're all right. No need to have mom or dad because there's no difference. That's a terrible agenda to set. Secondly, it puts homosexual agendas on a direct collision course with religious freedom. And we've talked about this before with regards to the baker, the photographer, the florist, Bernelli Stutzman, and many, many other examples that we can share. There is a collision course that takes place with religious freedom, and it's of unprecedented magnitude. So there are significant consequences in an attempt to or a result of redefining the definition of marriage.
Yeah, well, to his credit, Rince Priebus, who is the chairman of the GOP, Republican Party, has said that the GOP is, quote, a party that believes marriage ought to be between one man and one woman. That is our party platform, and it's a position I've never backed away from. He said, you know, at the Awakening Conference in Orlando recently, Matt, I met with a representative of the GOP who assured me that Mr. Priebus still stands firm on this. He has previously said, quote, as far as our party is concerned, we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I think all of our 2016 presidential candidates will, too. I hope that he's right, because if he doesn't, it will create an irreparable fracture within the GOP, and you'll see another radical leftist in the White House.
Yeah, I think you'll see another leftist in the White House, if that's the case, who does not believe in marriage and who wants to further promote the radical homosexual agenda. What you'll also see is a fracturing of the Republican Party. What you also see is damage to families. I think this is an issue of significant importance to families and children. And you're going to see the escalation of conflicts of religious freedom, where one wins and one loses, and it's not going to be what you normally think of as religious freedom, though it's protected by the First Amendment. There's an agenda out there to literally eradicate it, wipe it away, and that agenda was clearly manifested with this rhetoric out of Indiana and Arkansas. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails, the Liberty Alert, our grassroots action emails as well at lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Liberty Council is advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Go to Liberty Council's website and make your contribution to this ministry. Remember Liberty Council and all of the staff members in your prayers, because we are right here in the vortex of this most significant cultural battle with respect to marriage and family. And it is a significant cultural shifting moment in America. There's a lot of forces that are out there trying to undermine marriage and family, and we're standing in the gap to support it, defend it, and advance it, along with the sanctity of human life and religious freedom. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. God birthed you for this moment in history. Get information about how you can be involved. Liberty Council has launched or is launching its online training program. Learn more about it by sending an email to Liberty Council or going to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Call us today at 800-671-1776. And join us, too, for a life-changing experience in Israel, May 17 through 26. You can go to lc.org for more information. That's May 27 through 26.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.